ESL Talks Podcast. Hi and welcome to episode 2. This is Kung Fu Hare. Yes, as you know, I write this in 2020 in Swedish and was released as audiobook and was instant success. I have written one Word file like 20 years ago about what I want to write, and this was one of that, but that time I could not write so good. So now in 2020, 1 year ago exactly, I wrote this in Swedish. And I wrote the second one and third one and two smaller ones. And I have always wanted to write about Kung Fu Hare. And when I get better at writing after 20 years, I decided to do it. So here it is in English. Kung Fu Hare, English edition, written by Essa Mulula. Copyright 2020-2021, Essa Mulula, all rights reserved. Chapter 1, How It All Started. I am water, I am the wind, I am the sun, with my nunchaku of the best carrots, my sword of the finest cucumber there is, my throwing stars of star fruit. I am the most feared Kung Fu legend that exists. At night I am the best ninja there is on this earth, and on the day I am a legend that knocks everyone down before they know it. My goal, to beat down the dreaded Turtle Slow now, and his brutal ninjas we are, the night fluttering bats. I go on the attack and beat down all the ninjas at night and meet the feared turtle slowly now in the day. Swoosh! Slowly now falling before taking the next step. Then the hare wake up. No, take me back to the dream. I'm a legend in my dream, say the hare. The hare who dreams of becoming the best Kung Fu legend of China. He works hard with pulling up carrots on the day with the other rabbits on a large cornfield and training hard after work. Yes, Kung Fu with his master mouse hits hard. Master Mouse, he asks, kick the sack of rice with his left toe, with both feet at the same time. After 100 repetitions, he wants the hare to hit the mushroom. He hits the mushroom hard and suddenly a powder comes out and covers the hare's face. Concentrate, you did not see that it was a dusty mushroom, said Master Mouse.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you said I should hit it, said hare.
Do not listen to what everyone says. Trust your instinct and decide what you want yourself, said Master Mouse. Master Mouse asked the hare to hit the flower.
No, I don't want to,
hare replies. But it's an ordinary flower, says Master Mouse.
No, it is a tricky flower, says hare.
Master Mouse hits the hare on the leg with a match. Beat the flower now, says the mouse, a little annoyed. The hare, he hesitates a bit, but hits hard with the left paw and suddenly water falls on his head.
Wow, you did it again, Master Mouse, says the hare.
I told you not to listen what everyone says Master Mouse.
But you hit me in the leg with a match, replies the hare.
Yes, says Master Mouse. The training is over for this evening, and the hare goes home and lies down on his bed and chews some carrot. He falls asleep very fast because he's very tired.
Chapter 2, Learning. I am a legend, a Kung Fu master, quieter than the wind. I'm fighting the big fox. I kick and he blocks. Kaboom! He strikes with the big tail and spins like a tornado. I fly backwards, but I quickly get to my feet again. I take my thumb and hit his chest, and he fly in slow motion and lands on a cactus. I am feeling how the whole ground shakes and I shake.
I wake up and see Mother Hare shaking on me. Wake up! You should have been at work several minutes ago, screams Mother Hare.
The hare hurries to the carrot field and sees the boss coming to him.
You are 1 hour late. There will be a deduction from the salary.
two smaller carrots today for you, said the boss.
But I just fell asleep. I can work an extra hour today or two, said the hare.
No, it will be two carrots less for you today, said the boss, little angry.
The hare got sad and picks carrots. He works and works, but is a little angry at himself because he had fallen asleep so hard. He had never done that before. He hears the boss hit the metal so it rings. Yes, the day is over, and he slowly gets up towards the mountain and thinks of what he has done. The hare arrives to the house where Master Mouse lives and changes clothes because he will be training Kung Fu today, as he always do every day. Master Mouse comes out and see that horse looks sad.
What happened? Why do you look so sad today? Asked Master Mouse.
Yes, I had a dream that I met a fox and it made a spinning tail attack on me. I knocked him down, but then I woke up and arrived late to work. The boss was not happy, said Hare. What? Did you dream of a fox with a spinning tail? Asked Master Mouse. Yes, that dream was so real, Hare replied.
Master Mouse, thinking and thinking, he scratches his head with his hand.
It's spinning fox, who's a vicious fox, and he likes to terrorize people and steal from them, said Master Mouse.
But it was just a dream, said Hare.
No, dreams can come true. We have to be careful and train a lot, because he really is good at Kung Fu, said Master Mouse.
The hare forgot that he was sad and they started training and training. The weeks went by and he always arrived on time to work and started pulling up the carrots quickly and kicked them to the cart at the same time. Because Master Mouse had said that he can train at the same time as he works. The boss sees how the hare works and works. He's very happy because now he earns more, because he can sell more. A day at Master Mouse's house. Today, I will teach you the crouching ear attack, Master Mouse told the hare.
Do you see that tree?
Said Master Mouse.
Yep, said the hare.
Master Mouse showed how to crouch the ear back, extend the left leg back.
Do you see how I do it? Asked Master Mouse. Yes, I can see it.
Hare replied.
When you are in this position, you have to concentrate and you know when to take the plunge, said Master Mouse.
The hare saw Master Mouse concentrate and suddenly he saw his left leg shoot away and he flies spinning against the tree. And the Master Mouse extend his striking hand against the tree, kasaboom, and the tree shakes so all the leaves fall down. At the same time, the outer shell of the tree fall down to the ground. The hare is impressed and walks up to the trees and sees a hand imprint engraved in the tree.
Wow! I've never seen anything like that, said Hare.
Master Mouse, he smiles and waves his long tail like a master do.
Now it is your turn to try, said Master Mouse.
The hare, he goes to a tree and does as Master Mouse says and concentrates. He shoots away with his left leg and spins. He reaches the tree and succeeds, almost touching the tree. A leaf falls down to the head of the hare.
Master Mouse, did you see that a leaf came on my head?
Hare shouts out. No, you were not near at all, but practice it every day. It took me 2 years to do it, said Master Mouse.
2 years? It will take many more years for me, said Hare.
Exercise every day and you will one day learn it. With that technology, you can almost beat anyone, said Master Mouse.
For several weeks, Hare trained on crouched ear attack, but all his attempts were like the first one. Chapter 3, Benefits. The days go by, and he has not dreamed of Kung Fu anymore.
Master Mouse is worried about that. The hare has not dreamed more of spinning fox. The hare is a real master of picking carrots. The boss is very happy because now he earns more and more. The boss gives the hare double carrots a day, and Mother Hare are so happy for Mother Hare has 15 kids who are very full every day. The hare really benefits the family. After the day work is over, he runs as fast as just that and comes to the big stair. He quickly bounces up and makes a forward vault. The Master Mouse had seen this along and sees that his student is learning fast. A little too fast, he thought. Master Mouse arrives. "Today we will have a test and see what you have learned," said Master Mouse.
"Okay, what a test? I'm ready."
"I'm ready," Hare said eagerly. "You will meet me in a fight," said Master Mouse.
"But you are a master of Kung Fu and I have only trained you for a year," said Hare.
"Yep, but I see you have learned very fast," replied Master Mouse. Master Mouse raises his hand up and goes into defensive position.
"Attack me now," shouts Master Mouse.
The hare thinks and thinks. "Do not think so much. Attack now," said Master Mouse.
"But how did you know I'm thinking?" says hare.
"Everyone thinks so. There was a 99% chance you thought," said Master Mouse.
"Eh," said the hare.
"Attack me now or I will do it," shouted Master Mouse. The hare was a bit shocked and raised his left hand and goes to attack. The hare tries with a flying left attack. Master Mouse, he blocks with his right hand and strikes the hare in the head with his left hand.
"Oh, you really hit me,"
hare shouted.
"Yes, this is a fight, or,"
said Master Mouse a little casually. The hare got a little angry, came with lightning speed and hit with the right and left several times. A Master Mouse blocked easily and then see how the hare increases the speed and it goes faster and faster as the hare strike with his left and right hand. Master Mouse has hard time keeping up and kicks with his right foot on hare's left foot. The hare jumps with one leg.
"Oh, it hurts," said the hare.
"You start to get much better, but train every day and do not forget to train the crouching ear attack," said Master Mouse.
"But I was good at Kung Fu then," said hare. "Yes, you're getting a little better," said Master Mouse. "What, just a little, no more?" asked hare.
"Yep, a little better," answered Master Mouse casually. The hare was little happy to have gotten a little better at Kung Fu, but Master Mouse did not want to tell that he had become much better because it can give him arrogance and in some cases cannot be good. The hare runs home and tells Mother Hare,
"Yes, I have got a little better Kung Fu," said Master Mouse. "I'm so happy for you, but the most important thing is to have food every day, so go to bed now so you can work tomorrow," says Master Mouse.
The hare, he ate a couple of carrots and was very happy and went to his bed, but he was so happy that he could not sleep. But after a few minutes, he fell asleep quickly.
Chapter 4, Destruction. I jump in the carrot field and the carrots fly in the clouds. The sun is shining and rainbows dazzle me with its beautiful colors. I see how the mountains fall down like sand. I see darkness. The earth shakes.
"Wake up, my son," shouted Mother Hare. "What is it? I'm too late to work again?" asked Hare. "No, there is a lot of fire in the village further away, and the fox take Master Mouse," said Mother Hare. "What?"
Hare shouted. The hare hurried up to the from the bed and comes out from the house and see how it burns up in the mountain. It is Master Mouse's house that is burning. He sees lot of animal running in panic.
"Mother, take the children run and hide in the, near the lake,"
Hare shouted at his mother. The hare, he started running across the carrot field and ran so fast that he picked up carrots at the same time with his feet. He came over the to the other side of the field and saw rats beating down rabbits. He rushes and knocks the rats down one blow at a time. He sees his arm swing at dizzying speed. The hare rushes up in the stair and sees how hundreds of rats are coming down from the stairs. And he knocks them down one by one, and the rats roll down the big stair. He needs more energy and takes a carrot from his pocket and eats it with a pinch. At the same time, he beats more rats rolling down the stairs, and he sees how slowly they roll, and it's like the world stood still. Up at the top of the stairs, he sees the spinning fox, and he holds the master mouse as appears to be beaten.
Aha, who have we here then? A rabbit. Ho ho ho, screams spinning fox.
Aha, so you're the spinning fox, aha,
says the hare carelessly.
What?
How do you ha ha to me? I'm the only one who can say ha ha, said spinning fox.
Laughed the hare. The spinning fox gets angry, releases Master Mouse, who falls to the ground. The hare sees how spinning fox comes quickly towards him and feels pain in his stomach. He hit the hare in the stomach and hare falls down from with the pain.
Ha ha, so Master Mouse, you said this hare would beat me, said the spinning fox.
The hare looks at Master Mouse and thinks and thinks.
Do not think, hare. Do not think,
screams Master Mouse. The hare rises slowly and shakes off the dust he had received.
Laughed the hare.
The spinning fox turns around in surprise and makes an attack again, but this time it is hare prepared. The hare goes to the side and spinning fox slides past. Master Mouse sees how the hare folds his ear back and puts his foot tense.
Ho ho, you cannot do the crouching ear attack, shouted the spinning fox.
The hare closes his eyes and takes off and flies away, and the Master Mouse looked with his eyes and ears.
The hare opened his hand, extends his finger and touches the spinning fox.
A ping sounds.
Ping!
Ha ha! You see, you cannot, shouted the spinning fox.
Suddenly, the hare and Master Mouse see the spinning fox fly down the stairs, and he flies and flies and lands on the carrots field. But suddenly, his clothes falls into 1,000 pieces. All the animals go up to the spinning fox, who wakes up and sees a red imprint of the hare's hand on his chest and sees that he has no clothes and gets up. All the animals laugh at spinning fox, who puts his tails under him and runs away shamefully. And all the rats follow him and they are gone. Master Mouse smiles at hare, who looks happy.
But Master Mouse, you said I have learned a little kung fu,
said hare.
Yes.
Yes.
I said that you would not be so, a lot kung fu, said Master Mouse. But am I a kung fu master now?
Asked hare.
No,
and yes, no, but you're a bit of a kung fu master, replied Master Mouse.
A little means a lot or something,
said hare, laughing.
No, this time it is just little, not a lot, said Master Mouse. No, I do not trust you,
Master Mouse, said hare.
Good, you learn quickly, said Master Mouse.
Suddenly, all the animals come from all over the village and they pick up the hare and carry the hare.
Kung fu hare, kung fu hare, kung fu hare, shouted all the animals. I am the kung fu master, I am hare. Fast as the wind, my ears are my weapon. I am kung fu hare.
Okay, that was the end of this episode, or the Kung Fu Hare is ending. Yeah, I hope you like this story, and soon the Kung Fu Hare 2 and 3 will come. And there are two spin-off I make, based on this story will come too. And of course, the more than 40 stories will come, and more new, are writing more new in Swedish, and I will translate them in English. And be sure, if you are Swedish, check my other podcast called Pjäsa Berättar. Yes, and hope you follow me and subscribe and do anything you want. So, yes, see you next episode.